Yeah, like you were saying, you can just get one of those portable antenna tuners. Some of them are pretty good. I've got an MFJ IntelliTuner that I use, but you know that one's not portable. That one stays with the. I used it the other day when you guys were doing that 80-meter experiment. You can like get your antenna to tune, even though the element's not resonant for it, and but nothing was going out. You guys didn't hear me.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees.
I think if I do buy a tuner, though, it'll be stationary at my desk because I have a feeling that this long-wire solution I've got going right now isn't going to last. That spider beam's not meant to be installed permanently. I've got it mounted, you know, to my kid's playset, which isn't a big deal, but then the other end of the inverted V is staked into the ground on the other side, which obviously can't stay there forever. So I probably will at some point just get a mast mounted vertical, and I'm going to need a tuner for it because I really don't plan on buying another radio. I think this 891 is going to do everything I need for as much HF as I'll be doing. I am going to get a Digi-Rig, though, just in case I want to FT8.